Okay, I know that we're scheduled for a simcha shir, but being that we're holding right before Matan Torah, before Chag HaShavuos, this shir mitzvah Hashem will be somewhat of a hybrid between simcha and the Yontov of Shavuos. Matan Torah was many things. Many, many things is Matan Torah. When Klal Yisrael stood by the mountain, by Har Sinai, the Torah says Atzeres. Atzeres means to stop. Not to move too quickly. Know your place. We're holding now on the Shlosh Yisrimei Hagbalah. There are 3 days of Gvul. And the mitzvah of Higbalta Esahar means that everybody has their place by the mountainside. Some went up higher than others. Moshe, of course, and then Aaron, and the Zakenim, and Yeshua, Fechule. And even by the foot of the mountain, how they were situated, everybody stood in their place. In their place which belonged to them. It wasn't that the gates were open and then it was open seating. And everybody was able to rush in, whoever was the fastest and trampled on the next one was able to get the closest seat. And it wasn't something that anybody could buy. Every single person was masig and he saw what he not only was given to see, but also what he chose to see. To explain what that means, we're going to share a small piece from the Degel Machane Ephraim in Parashas Yisroi, and also from the Mor B'Shemesh in his Ramazim to Shavuos. The Torah is very descriptive when it comes to Matan Torah. V'chala'am ro'im v'sakoylois v'salapidim, that the entire nation, that they saw the voices and the lapidim, the bolts of lightning, I guess, and the anan and the eish on the har, and there was choshech, there was anan, v'arafel, and there was a kol shofar, v'yanu v'yamdu meirachayk. Everybody stood back. And they said to Moshe, daber atayimana, we want to hear the words from you. And Moshe said to the people, Al tiro, don't be afraid. Hashem has come to lift you up. The Degel Machane Ephraim explains that the Jewish people, and he bases it on Chazal, made a mistake when they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they said, we don't want to hear from you, Hashem Yisbarach. They said, Tamayisha daber ataymana. We want to hear from Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, what's the connection in the psukim? That it says, v'choyla'am roim es ha-koylois, that they saw the koylois and the brakim and the lightning and all the whole light show, the whole experience. And then the pasuk says, they turned to Moshe and they said, we want to hear it from you. So he writes, the fact that they saw the kolos and the lapidim and the har ashan, that they saw the entire, and they were taking in the entire experience of Sinai. This is what it says in the Zayar Chadash. That although everybody stood, so to speak, equally at the har, there were those who saw the kolos, and there were those who paid attention to the lightning. However, only very few of them that they were looking at the word anaychi. So the Degel Machane Ephraim, the Ikar Nekud of Har Sinai, out of everything that was going on, out of all the things that were trying to catch our attention at Har Sinai, the main event was Anoichi, that Hashem was revealing Himself and giving Himself to the Jewish people. And because people were distracted by everything else that was going on, the pasuk concludes that they were shaken and they stood back, and they stood from a far place. And he explains that it means to stand from far is shenasa masach ma'avdol rachayk, that there was a barrier which was put up between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once that barrier was up and they were margish that barrier, that's why they turned to Moshe and they said Dabra atzai imanu, because they were margish that there was already a separation between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Along these lines, says the Mor of Hashemesh, he explains that the tachlis of Avodas Hashem is to be masig the achdus Hashem and to be dovak to the Or Ein Sof of Hashem. Va'afim yizke l'madregos, and even if a person is zeichet to madregos, to amazing gifts from Hashem Yisbarach, like Ruach HaKodesh or Nevuah, or the ability to make miracles and to heal the sick, such a person does not rest and he doesn't take it easy as if he's come to the final destination. This is not what matters. As long as you have the ability to see and to hear anything other than Ribbono Shel Olam, Einu David Bein Sof Baruch Hu, you are clearly not in Dveikus with Hashem Yisbarach. Rak Tzarech Lilich B'Madrega L'Madrega, a person has to go and to continuously be striving to grow, Ad Shenase David Bein Sof Baruch Hu, until he becomes attached in Dveikus to the Ribbono Shel Olam, until the only thing which he sees in his world is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he says about these Madregas, about these gifts that a person gets as he's climbing along the ladder of the sulam of Avodas Hashem, he says, "Tzarech li'zahar ma'oit shalifnei sedav yachshaven ba'inav." One should be very careful as he progresses in Avodas Hashem not to give chashivas to these gifts, as if to say, "Aha, look at me! I can make all these wonders. I can give people brachas. I can see the future. I can see these persons of Averis. I get to see his mitzvahs." No. Not to be impressed. Ela yimasba. Rather, he should despise it. Sha'adara b'zayisu l'mayfis. If he could see these things, it's testimony. Sha'adayin l'higiyya l'tachlis amiti. That he has not come yet to the true tachlis. And he goes on to explain that this is the inyan of what the pasuk says, like we quoted before from the Degel Machane Ephraim. The nation was standing by the mountain and they saw the sounds and they saw the lightning and they saw the whole experience, the whole ruach. That they understood that if they were seeing all these things, then they were not really present fully for what Matan Torah was about. That they saw themselves very far from Hashem Yisbarach. My Rebbe told me that he saw by his Rebbe, by the Minchas Yehuda, the previous Tachina Rebbe, that he could as if see that the Rebbe himself was zeichet to many matanas min Hashemayim. That he was being gifted with the ability to make yeshuas for people, lechveis, and to see things and to know things, and he would take them and as if he would throw them away. It's like they were trying to force him min Hashemayim to be a Bal Madrega, a person who's gifted in spiritual things. They were trying to force him and he refused to take it. And this limud is very relevant for us. Even if we're not a Minchas Yehuda or a Rebbe, any single person who feels that he's growing and he's a Ben Aliyah and every day counts, and he wants to fulfill his purpose in this world, and that's to have dveikus with Hashem and to come close to Hashem. It means to not be distracted, and we have so many distractions. But the main thing is to not be distracted from what's important. And even of the things which are important, there are things which are important, and there are things which are more important than important. There are various levels of importance. And Bnei Yisrael by Har Sinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to reveal His oneness, only those of what the Zohar says, the Ze'irin, only the few of them, that they were able to align themselves with the Tachlis, to see through everything that was being presented before them, and to keep their eye on the goal. And there are so many things in today's world which tries to distract us from that Tachlis. When we read the Parsha of Bereshis, and we read about Adam HaRishon and Gan Eden, we read about all the various trees which were in the Gan, the Kol Atzei HaGan, how many trees were in the Gan, I don't know. But the Torah tells us that there was an Eitz HaChaim in the Gan. And when there's an Eitz HaChaim in the Gan, that's the Tachlis of what everything is about. And it makes every other Eitz in the Gan simply a distraction. A distraction. As delicious as they may be. And of course they are also creations of Hashem. But there are distractions in this world. And a person has to keep his eye on the bullseye, on the purpose of creation, because only those who really want it, Hashem wants, that those who really want it should be able to be zeichet to have it. Somebody once told me, I remember as a bacher, that they were trying to convince me to go to Six Flags, to Magic Mountain. And as already I was a yeshiva boy, and I had been to Eretz Yisrael. And they said to me, says, come and have a good time. He says, why would Hashem create it if not for the fact that you're supposed to enjoy it? And I didn't know exactly what the answer was at the time. And I still can't be sure that I know the answer, but I think that the Degel Machane Ephraim and the Mar B'Shemesh are providing something for us here. There's many pleasures in the world. A person can spend his time traveling the world and taking a look at all the beautiful sights that Hashem made. It's also Avodas Hashem. It can be made into Avodas Hashem. There's many delicious foods. There's many things which we can enjoy which can harm us too. We can't be so sure that everything which is in the world which was created is so that this was created for me that I should enjoy it. Maybe it was created for me that I should turn it away. Maybe it was created to be a distraction. Maybe there is something which is so great that Hashem created, which is the ultimate good, that in order to get there, I have to say no to other things in my life and to know my path. In order to achieve this goodness, something which is very, very special. We live in a world which is filled with distractions, that we drive down a busy street and everything catches our eye, all the different colors, all the different shops, and Khalila, the billboards, and everybody wants our attention, everybody wants us to notice them, and they want our money, and they want our support. We're pulled in so many directions, and we have, as people, if we have families or relatives or friends, there are so many decisions which need to be made in terms of how to share our time and to prioritize. But one thing is very clear, which comes out from here and from what Shavuos is all about, is that Shavuos means to every single person something different. To some people, Shavuos is a day of Liman HaTayra, of being Mechazik Liman HaTayra, and to delving into the Simchas HaTayra. And that usually is the language which is said in the yeshivas. But let's say in the shuls, where people are not learning full-time, where they don't see themselves as Bnei Torah, although perhaps they should, that even if a person learns 2-3 hours a day, he should still see himself as a person who's a Ben Torah, he's going to be eating the Torah, that the Torah is the most chashuv thing to him. But even if Shavuos is not a day as a family man, that he's able to spend so many hours on Torah. But what does Matan Torah mean to him? Matan Torah means many things. So many things took place at Har Sinai. And these are all represented by the Koilois and the Barakim and the Anon and the Arafel and the Kol HaShoyfar. To many people, Shavuos means cheesecake. And to many people, Shavuos means flowers. And everybody needs to know their Madrega. But at the very least, Shavuos means flowers, because at least it means that a person has a shayiches to matan Torah, to the har, to the physical har. But to a person who's a ben aliyah, the flowers are almost like a distraction. I don't want to say chalila that it's mamish a distraction, but if a person, if his sipa kanefesh from Shavuos is the flowers, then I would say that it's a distraction. You've been distracted. That's not the simcha sayantiv. The ikar simcha sayantiv is something more than that. If you want to be rawly, 100% emistic, it's anoich Hashem alekecha. It's those words which they heard me pi agvura, that Hashem Yisbarach declared Himself the one and only, that He revealed His oneness, and He gave us that oneness, and the Torah is a reflection of that oneness. But very few people heard anoich Hashem alekecha. And it's a life lesson. It's not just a limud and what the simcha and the nekuda of Shavuos is, but it's a limud for us in terms of life, is that there's a tachlis, and the tachlis never changed and it never will change. Ani Hashem leishanisi. That there's at every moment, David HaMelech says, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samit. Shivisi is lashon hishtavus, which means every moment was equal to me. That Hashem is lenegdi tamit. That aneichi Hashem alakecha is always in my heart's eye, in my mind's eye. It's always with me. That's called dveikus. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, the Ribbono Shel'olam is with me. And the tzaddikim here are talking about very big madrigas. If a person could see or hear anything other than the Ribbono Shel'olam, that means that he's not in a state of dveikus. That's something which is very high, but it's a limit for us. It's machazik us that we always have what to grow in. And the levels of dveikus and the Ribbono Shel'olam are never ending. And even if a person thinks that he has a certain tainug in Avodas Hashem, that he does mitzvahs besimcha, and davening is gishmak, and learning is something which he looks forward to all the time. A person, if he has a certain simchas shel mitzvah, which we'll speak about in Meretz Hashem, he shouldn't think that that's the end, that he's made it to the top, and he's living the good life now, that he's a baal madrega. We can't allow our achievements and our avodas Hashem in our lives to hamper us, and to hold us back from always moving forward, because the journey of a ben aliyah never ends. That as long as the Ribbono Shel Olam never ends, then the journey of growth never ends. And every day and every moment is an opportunity to cling more and to grow more. So Hashem Yisbarach should help us that as Shavuos approaches, and soon we're going to be immersed in these 48 hours, we should be zeiche that even if we can't find the tachlis, that the tachlis should find us. We should be davak Hashem on the yontif, and to be able to carry that dveikus and this mitzvah of anechesh malokecha moving forward in every single aspect of our lives, and to once again be zeichet that Hiskalus we're all waiting for, Tarech Hadasha Mi'iti Teitze, to see once again, Hanech Yeshem Alakecha, Asher Tzisicha, not just from Eretz Mitzrayim, but from this Galus and all the Galias, from here, Amen.